Clancy's Crossing, written by Evan Green and read by Richard Aspel. She was almost dressed when a thought struck her. She was free to leave. No one had taken her back to the compound. When he discarded her, the red-haired man had gone after that dreadful slut Sal Tully, but, within minutes, had collapsed in a drunken stupor. The other guards were all snoring and farting and dead to the world. She could walk out, go where she pleased. Until daylight. They'd find her in daylight and whip her, and maybe send her down to Van Diemen's Land or off to Norfolk Island. She was terrified of those places which, in her mind, were as vivid as her images of hell. Eliza Phillips crept towards the door, stepping over bodies, pausing when someone moved, and having time to reflect that life offered her few choices and that none of them was good. She was 22 but felt old. She hadn't seen herself in a mirror for months, not since the time she was working for Lieutenant Moore's wife at Rose Hill, and had glanced in the bedroom mirror and not recognised the worn creature who stared back. Sunken eyes, lined face, terrible colour. Like her aunt had looked before she died. Eliza felt she would die young. Some of the guards, especially the brutes out here on the limits of the colony, had a habit of bashing their women after they'd had enough, and there were a couple of sadists who'd killed. One had been hanged, but that didn't bring the poor girl back from her grave. No, if she stayed, she'd be raped every other night, and one night, some drunken brute would bash her brains in. She'd leave now and take her chances. As she reached the door, Eliza remembered there would be a guard outside. The moon was dipping below the hills, but there was enough light to see him near the shelter, where the male convicts were kept for the night. It was the young, thin one with the terrible pockmarks on his face. He was sitting down, leaning against a tree and not moving. She watched him for a full minute. He was asleep. Treading with great care, she circled around the hut, past the pile of cut sandstone, and headed for the river. She didn't want to cross it. She couldn't swim, and, in any case, there was nothing on the other side but wild, unexplored country where the blacks lived. She felt sinfully unclean. She would go to the river and bathe and decide what to do.